don't know why, but that song makes me want to learn how to play the banjo. Is it the banjo that's in there? I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know if it's a banjo or a fiddle. One of the two.
I think this is a banjo.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe both.
But I'm like jamming with my air banjo. It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. Good morning, by the way. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Today should be fairly decent. Mostly sunny skies today. High near 86. Did you have a good weekend, Jimmy?
I did. Did you partake in the event yesterday, last night? You know what I'm talking about?
That took the winter Facebook? Is here?
Yeah.
Man, can
you
I just...
Do you even know what that means?
No, I didn't. And I was like, I kept seeing everybody say, winter is here. And I'm like, no, it's not. Summer just got started.
It's totally hot outside, guys.
Until I Googled it. I literally had to Google, why is everybody posting winter is here?
Yeah, no, it's not winter is here. It's winter is coming.
Okay, whatever.
What everyone says.
Winter is coming. The Game of Thrones.
There, yeah.
I don't watch that at all. And I've been telling myself I need to because I feel like the whole entire world is on this bandwagon and I am not.
I think we're the only two people that aren't that don't watch it. I don't watch it. I've never even tried, but that's not my...
Jimmy, we're officially the worst show ever. No. One of us has to, like, be in with the, you know...
Okay, but, like, I understand that, but why? So we can come on here and talk about it and either A, spoiler alert it for people who don't watch it live, or B... The people that have already seen it, they already have seen it. So what are we going to talk about? Mm. That's why I don't understand.
We can just talk about how we...
You have to watch it to be in the know. For what?
Okay, so how long has this show been on?
This is the 7th season.
Whoa, we are 7 years behind.
No, it's not 7 years. I think they do 2 seasons a year.
Okay, never mind.
Sometimes they take... I don't know. That's just how most shows are.
So it's been on for a little over 3.5 years?
Maybe more. I have no idea. It's been on for a while, and it's like the big thing. But I have never had an HBO...
Oh, yeah, it is expensive.
I ain't never had a prescription for that.
A subscription?
Prescription, yeah. My doctor ain't never said it. But apparently the season premiere was yesterday.
So you haven't seen it, but you knew what everybody was talking about.
Well, yeah, I'm in the know, and I see the memes and everything. And
I still didn't get it.
Named Jon Snow, I think. There was, I don't know. Ed Sheeran was in it.
What?
I knew that last night. Yeah.
Good for him.
He was singing a song.
Of course.
Man.
Why else would you have Ed Sheeran in an episode?
Duh.
Anyways, enough talk about winter is coming. Other than the fact that I was horribly confused last night.
All I know is it's hot as heck up here.
Winter's not coming. We keep it away.
Just speak for yourself, guys.
All right, so we got Tell Me Something Good coming up in about 7 minutes. Also, don't forget, I will get a pie in my face at 7:30 this morning because I lost headphone karaoke on Friday. It's really unfortunate. I am prepared today, though.
You brought a trash bag and a bunch of towels.
I did, and an extra shirt. You can hear this go down once again at 7:30. Tell Me Something Good. It's on the way. Good morning.
Morning.
Right now, Shawn Mendes, There's No Holding Me Back.
Tell me something good.
We're going to get your week kicked off right with positive news stories to put a smile on your face. It is 6:16. Mandy in the Morning, and you are 106.3. And this one is a remarkable story. There's a couple in Long Island, New York, named Rob and Lauren. And back in 2011, their son Jack was born with half a heart. He has a rare condition where one side of his heart hasn't developed in the womb. So without surgery, it's fatal. And the doctors actually suggested terminating the pregnancy, but Rob and Lauren decided not to do that, which is a bold move. Jack had his first heart surgery 4 days after he was born, another one at 4.5 months, and a third open heart surgery when he was 2.5. He's 6 now and should be done with surgeries for a while, but he may end up having to have a heart transplant later on when he's older. But he basically has the life of a normal 6-year-old, and his doctors want him to be as active as possible. With that being said, he... you know, he plays ice hockey, but he, more importantly, he just completed his first children's triathlon last month. Which is
triathlons first?
Yeah, I did not know that, but they do. It involves swimming the length of a pool, riding his bike around a park, and running the length of 1.5 football fields. Here's the really cool part. Jack's uncle was a firefighter in New York who passed away on 9/11. And he completed his first triathlon 2 days before it happened. So the whole thing is pretty significant for his family. So
that's
this
crazy.
Is kind of a big deal.
That's awesome bloodline, just what that is.
Yeah. It really is. So that's cool. It's such a sweet story of the six-year-old overcoming, you know, what he was born with.
Don't always listen to the doctors. You got to go with your gut.
Absolutely. So if you want to see this picture of sweet little Jack, you can. It'll be on our Facebook page. Just go to Your 106.3.
Mandy.
Love me some Andy Grammer. Give love. It's Mandy in the Morning on Your 106.3. It is 626. Mostly sunny skies today with a high near 86. All right, Jimmy. So please tell us who is throwing their
name in the hat.
Yes, thank you.
For
Senate.
Yes. I'll tell you who it is. I'll tell you what it is in just a second.
Whatever. All right, fine.
But I got more important news.
Okay.
Jersey Shore's reuniting.
Oh, no. No one cares.
I think I'm going to watch it for sure. I was hooked on the show, though, when it was on. Did you watch it?
No.
You never watched Jersey Shore?
Nope. I was not a fan.
I loved it. I hated it at first, and then I binge-watched it one weekend and then was hooked.
Okay.
I saw a recent picture, though, and they all look so much different.
They all grew up.
Ronnie, who was like the super big muscle meathead, not the situation, the other guy, he's like all normal looking now.
Oh.
Like he looks like he got off the juice and he's, but they're saying they're going to get together and everyone's happy to be, and there's not going to be any drama. They don't party anymore. They're all like in their 30s now. So they just do 30-year-old people stuff. And I don't know who that is.
Excuse me. You're almost there, so don't even be bashing. Look, 30s have been the best years of my life so far. So I just want to throw that out there.
Well, there you go.
A lot better than 20s.
Caitlyn Jenner is thinking about running for Senate in California.
No. I'm hitting this buzzer because this can't happen. What?
Why?
It needs to stop.
It does.
They need to have
stop.
Some sort of education background, like as far when it comes to like running for Senate and stuff.
I know.
Political. I can't.
Kid Rock.
No. Yeah, you have to go to school for certain things.
Like most
they should have to go to school to be a senator or whatever.
What are you majoring in? Senatology? Senate. She's saying she doesn't know if she can accomplish more as an outsider working the perimeter of the political scene or from the inside.
Okay.
Did this whole thing start when Arnold Schwarzenegger became the governor of California like 15 years ago?
Probably. I think so. Caitlyn Jenner, though, I know is very, very, very intelligent, way more qualified than Kid Rock.
How do you know that, though? How do you know that?
Because his actions speak louder than
That's just all an act to sell music.
Well, he needs to stop.
That's just selling music is all he's doing.
I'm just saying, if he wants to be
same thing, I
senator,
think Kim Kardashian is smarter than she comes across. It's just, what's more fun to watch to people? To make fun of you because you're so dumb? Or to be just an average person.
I know, but once you've played that field and you try to be somebody serious, it's kind of hard.
Yeah. Well, so, we'll see what Caitlyn Jenner does with this. I don't know.
I don't know.
Are you going to Kentucky? Huh?
What?
You?
Me?
Mandy?
No.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It's Mandy in the Morning on Your 106.3 to 640. Mostly sunny skies today. A high near 86, which means it's going to be super hot. All right. So we are on the search for an intern. I know that the fall season for college is
the fall season semester.
The fall semester, yes. Anywho,
you've been at the game for a minute. It's okay.
I have. It's been a while. Anyways, the fall semester is getting ready to start, and if you need an internship, we would love to have you. So if you're interested, please send us an email, Mandy, with a Y, not an I, at your1063, or you can always hit us up on our website. There's a little form there that you can fill out, and we'll get in contact with you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I got my start. That's how Jimmy got his start. It's a great way to learn, especially if you've ever had any kind of interest in morning radio or just radio in general.
And to be 100% honest, it's a fun internship. You could go somewhere and sit in an office and run and get people coffee and not get paid. Or you can come in and have fun with us. Well, still, but like you come in and you have fun and you're like learning things, you're doing stuff.
Yeah.
You're not just, you know.
You get to pie one of us in the face.
Yeah, go staple it. Yeah, like if you were an intern, you would get to pie Mandy in the face, 100%.
Yeah.
Or
not all the time,
any kind of consequence or anything fun that we do out and about, like you're in it with us.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're our sidekick now.
So there you go. We would love to have you. Better do it soon, though, before school gets kicked off.
We'll like buy you breakfast.
No.
Oh, we won't.
I mean, maybe only on the 10th and 25th, that's when we get paid. So
you're going to have to wait, or you cannot get it once and twice the next time. Yeah.
So anyways, sign up today. Just go to your1063.com. It's Maine in the Morning and your 1063 to 653. Mostly sunny skies today with a high near 86. All right, so every Thursday and Friday, we do this thing called headphone karaoke, pretty much where Jimmy and myself sing a song that we choose for one another, and then you get to vote on who sang it the worst. Friday is usually when we announce the loser, so if you happen to miss it, here is a recap on who lost headphone karaoke from Friday. Hold on, let me get, there's my little harp. Woo! Okay, so our coworker handed you the votes. They've been tallied from all the phone calls yesterday, which, by the way, thank you so much for calling in.
Hundreds of thousands of votes poured in.
Yeah, sure they did. Who is the loser? Oh, I'm nervous. Why are you dragging it out?
It's you.
Ah!
It really wasn't that close.
What?
It wasn't that close.
What do you mean it wasn't that close?
It wasn't that close. I didn't have that many votes.
As in, you didn't have any votes?
No, I had a couple.
I am the big loser of headphone care. I knew it. I mean,
my clones. Oh, I lost the words. Gladly do it twice. Oh, please have mercy on me. Even though you don't need to nerf me.
That's so unfortunate for myself.
Yeah.
Slash, feel free to change the words to the song of Shawn Mendes' Mercy if you'd like. Even though you don't need to nerf me. So unfortunate. Okay, so that was Friday. I am the big loser of headphone karaoke.
Yep.
So today at 7:30, I will be taking a mayonnaise cream-filled pie to the face.
Yep. Blech,
because obviously we can't do, you know, just a regular cream-filled pie.
You got to do whipped cream with a little sauce on it.
Gross. So, no, I'm not ready. Are you ever ready for these types of things?
I might find some hot sauce or something, too.
No, yeah. That's going to burn my eyes.
Yeah, just close your eyes.
No.
That's fine.
Why you want to hurt me? Make sure you tune in at 7:30 so you can hear all this go down.
She shows no mercy.
Trust me. This is the Brain Drain with Mandy in the Morning.
I've got a gift card to Gattytown up for grabs. All you have to do is tell us what you think this is. Around 2%. Of people have this color of eyes. Good morning, you're 106.3. Do you think you know what it is?
Is it green?
Yes, it is.
It's a very dramatic
pause. Awesome.
I know. I wanted her to kind of, you know, feel like she got it wrong, but she didn't do anything. She was just like,
Are you still there?
Well, you just got yourself a gift card to Gattytown. Congratulations.
Awesome. Yay.
That was a fairly easy one, huh?
Yeah, and it also helps that I have green eyes.
Perfect.
I was either going to be blue or green. That was is.
I feel like there's
two.
A lot of blue eyes out there.
Well, obviously
there is
more.
A lot of blue
a lot
eyes.
More, a lot more than 2%.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Yeah, Caitlin here.
Caitlin, congratulations and thank you so much for listening.
Awesome, thank you.
Hang on 1 second. Let's get some information from you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so what's happening in the world that we need to know?
Aladdin is getting a live-action reboot.
Yes.
And they've announced the cast.
Okay.
And there's a pretty big actor on there.
Okay, who is it?
You're going to be... I'm not going to tell you who it is right now. I have to talk to you about something gross first.
Oh, okay.
Changing your bed sheets. How often do you do this?
Not as much as I should.
It says on here you're supposed to change your sheets. Optimum is to do so once a week. I will say that this past weekend, I just changed my sheets for the first time since I've lived here in Kentucky.
Oh.
It's been about a month.
Nice.
But it also says you're supposed to change your pillowcases every other day.
What?
Yeah.
No, that ain't happening.
I do my pillowcases less than my sheets. I'll wash my sheets before I do. I forget to take the pillowcases off.
Yeah. We're gross people.
Yeah, so.
And I'm so lazy that when we've taken our sheets off, we just sleep on the mattress.
Oh, I've done that so many times. You just get a blanket.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I don't care.
It's fine.
I bought this mattress pad and it's kind of soft, so I'm going to sleep on that.
Oh, gosh. Once a week, huh?
That's what it says.
We're gross.
Some small news. Aaron Carter was arrested in Georgia.
Surprise, surprise.
On charges of a DUI.
Ooh,
but what's...
That's not good.
In possession of the devil's tobacco. What's ironic about this? To me, it's funny. Getting a DUI is not funny, but he was just interviewed last week, him and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And they were making fun, well, kind of making fun of Shia LaBeouf. And they were like, we've never gotten DUIs. I don't even drink. I'll never get a DUI. A week later. He's in Georgia, and he's arrested for DUI.
Karma. Shouldn't have been talking smack.
Yeah, don't do that.
Mm-mm.
Also, don't drink and drive.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Drugs are bad.
Aladdin is getting a reboot.
Yes.
And they have Will Smith.
What?
Playing the genie.
Really?
Yeah.
That should be interesting.
It is going to be interesting. They're going to start the shooting next month. Naomi Scott is going to be Princess Jasmine. And newcomer Mena Massoud, I think is how you say his name. I've never even heard of him.
Wait, who'd you say is going to play Princess Jasmine?
Naomi Scott. She was in the recent Power Rangers movie. The one that just came out.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't either. Okay. I don't know who either of them are, but it's cool that Will Smith is going to be in it.
Yeah. He's got a big old part to live up to.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I'm going to give him a round of applause.
For the longest time, I didn't know that Robin Williams was the genie.
What?
Like, up until he passed away, I had no idea he was the genie.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
He played that part so well.
So it'll be interesting to see what Will Smith's take on it is. But that's pretty cool news. It's going to start filming in August, so probably sometime next year we'll see it.
Another round of applause. Yeah, can't wait for that. These live ones are good.
I didn't like The Jungle Book, but I think this one will be good.
Well, I loved Beauty and the Beast, so we'll just start down there. All right, so we're just like 10 minutes away from me getting pied in the face.
You're stalling is what you're doing.
No, I'm not stalling.
Yeah,
but anyways, I will take a pie to the face for losing headphone karaoke in about 10 minutes, so hang tight. It's Man in the Morning on your 106.3, and I am currently freaking out. You don't realize how disgusting a pie is until it's going to be smashed in your face.
Right, and we originally agreed that it was going to be a mayonnaise-filled pie, but... What did you bring in? I don't know what you put in that, but it smells so bad in
here.
It's
baby food. What? I was supposed to bring in mayonnaise.
This is worse than mayonnaise. I don't know why you did this to yourself.
Well, my mayonnaise went MIA. I don't know what happened to it. So I was like, well, baby food is equally as gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
So the fact that it's going to be smashed in my face, if you're like, why is she getting a pie smashed in her face? Well, I lost headphone karaoke last week, which is a singing competition between Jimmy and myself. You pick who sang it the worst, and I was the worst.
You were the worst.
All right, so I'm going to pay up on my consequence.
And I have whipped cream that I'm going to be filling up.
Oh, yeah. You got it all over the mic. All right, so this is about to go down.
It's a lot of whipped cream. Yeah.
And we're also going to video this.
Oh, wow. The whipped cream's getting all over the place.
Should I cover my shirt or can I? No.
You should cover everything you don't. This is going
to
get.
Brought in a coworker to assist with this, and I know he's been waiting forever to do this.
And you've been here for like 3 months.
It's our Don. He's in sales. He's the wonderful guy behind the scenes who does everything. You going to say something? You want to say hi?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, okay. He's videoing. All right.
All right. Don, so we're about to do this transition. I will be now videotaping this, and we are going to put it on Facebook.
Ah! I'm scared.
Do you want to count that, or you just want
to? No, I mean... Oh.
Let's...
Wait, where should he get it?
Let's...
Don't smash it.
It's going to get everywhere. It's going to get everywhere. Ready?
Wait, you're kind of short. Do I need to...
Three...
I'm scared.
Pie!
Oh, my God!
What's it taste like? Immediately, what's it taste like?
It tastes like terrible. What?
Eat the rest of it. You gotta eat the rest of it. You gotta eat the rest of it.
I can't even open my eyes.
You look like Miss Doubtfire. Give me a Miss Doubtfire scream.
Hello!
You gotta give the rest of the pie.
It smells horrible.
Give it a good lick. Get her one more hit. One more hit.
No.
There's a lot left. There we go. Second time's a charm. I don't know why you had that towel over your hair. It is all over you. We're going to need a cleaning crew here in the studio. This is...
Oh, my God.
We're going to see if Manny can see.
I can't see it first.
We're going to come back in just a minute and see if we can regroup.
106.3. Mandy's second date update.
I'm sorry.
Really? Good morning, Kate. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for the message.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. I'm really glad you could help me.
For sure.
It's kind of driving me crazy.
Well, tell me, how did you meet Roger?
So I met him actually at the coffee shop I go to up the street like every morning, and the barista like messed things up and she gave me his coffee instead of mine, and so I went to hand it to him and we kind of like butt eyes for a second, and I don't know, he said something about like a ring I was wearing, and then we just started talking, and then he ended up asking for my number.
Oh.
And super cute, so I was like more than happy to give it to him.
right? So I'm assuming you guys went out on a date and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it was like, I thought we were just, he has a dog we started talking about, and I love dogs, and so he mentioned going to the park, so I just thought we were going to a dog park, and he ended up, like, bringing this whole picnic along. He, like, set everything up. We, like, played with the dogs, threw the frisbee around. Like, it was perfect. Like, really.
Wow.
Like, broke the ice that way. We did a lot of chatting. Like, it was really fun. Like, he did a really good job.
That's awesome. Sounds like he knows what he's doing. What was the last time that you guys actually spoke?
So the date was actually the last time. Like, I have not heard a piece of him since. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I'm totally confused.
Well, let's give him a call and see why he isn't calling you. We are back with second date update. Kate met a awesome guy, or we think is awesome, at a coffee shop and went on a really cool date at a park and hasn't heard anything from him since. So let's find out what's going on.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Roger?
Speaking.
Perfect. How are you today?
I'm okay. Who's this?
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on Your 106.3. I'm actually friends with Kate, and I was just wondering, did she do something wrong as to why you really haven't gotten in contact with her since your date?
Oh, man. Great.
It's not a big deal. No. We just want to help out.
Well, I mean, she's really pretty. I just can't deal with it.
With what?
She has, like, really bad toenails.
So I'm guessing you saw them on the date.
Yeah, she was wearing sandals. They're, like, really super gross. I don't know if she has, like, a toenail infection or what's going on there.
I mean, they couldn't have been that bad. I mean, bad enough to where you don't want anything else to do with her?
They were super yellow. I mean, like, straight up, I had to try to avoid staring at her feet the whole time.
My toenails are not yellow.
Is she on the line?
Yeah, we actually have Kate on the line with us.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. They were, though.
Nail polish.
Okay.
My actual toenail color.
Did you confuse her painted toenails with gross toenails?
Nah, that can't be. They were, like, really gross. My dog was sniffing the crap out of them the whole time.
Your dog was sniffing because there was crap everywhere. We were in a dog park. I just painted them that morning. I got a pedicure literally that morning. And yellow happens to be the color that's, like, super popular right now.
That's true.
Like, they have all kinds of shades of yellow.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm deaf. Not at all. Maybe you should go to the doctor. Just admit that you have a toenail problem.
Aw.
Okay. I can't believe I had... This guy is a moron. This explains everything right now.
Okay. Well, I will agree. So no second date, then?
No, I am good, but thank you.
It's Man in the Morning on your 106.3. You're going to have mostly sunny skies today with a high near 86. All right, so if you woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, kind of grumpy, got a case in the Mondays.
Or you got a pie in your face earlier today.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was me. We're going to try to turn that around for you with Tell Me Something Good. And this one is amazing. A woman in Indiana threw a party for the homeless after calling off her $30,000 wedding. Whoa. Here's the deal. She called off her wedding a few weeks ago, but wasn't able to get a refund for the 170 plates that she purchased. So instead of just throwing away the food, she contacted several homeless shelters. Several local businesses donated suits, dresses, and other items for the guests to wear.
That's
How
cool.
Awesome is that?
Now, I'm curious, though, why did she cancel the wedding?
Who knows?
Do you think we could get, like, a second date update out of this?
If I knew her phone number, maybe we'll just start asking. Call Indiana. Call Indiana and see if we can get
I'll call the state of Indiana.
I do love that song. It's Man in the Morning on your 106.3. It is 8:21. Mostly sunny skies today. High near 86. I'm going to be honest real quick. I still smell the nastiness of the pie that was smashed in my face. And Jimmy's calling me a wimp because I just had a pie smashed in my face. It's not just a pie.
I think some of that pie got on my microphone and it wasn't working.
It had baby food in it that was...
It was expired baby food.
Left over from my son. Who's now 2.5.
The video's on our Facebook page, by the way.
It's gross. Anyways.
It's gross.
All stuck in my notes. All right, Jimmy,
so,
what's happening?
There's a new celebrity putting their name in the hat to potentially run for Senate. I'll tell you who that celebrity is in just a minute. But first, there's a really cool... I don't know if this is cool. I don't know. Let me just run it by you. It's in the Philippines. And this company now has breakup...
It has what?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Breakup leave is what they have. Where if you break up with someone, you don't even have to be married. It's just breakup leave. They'll give you paid time off work. Because you're so stressed out. You just can't, you know, you can't focus.
I kind of like that.
That's dumb.
It's not
I would
dumb.
Just start dating people and be like, hey, just on the real, let's break up. And then so we can get paid time off and then we'll stay
see,
together.
See, it's people like you that abuse the system.
They also will kick in $3,000 towards employee weddings and $30 to date nights up to six times a year. You want to move to the Philippines and work there? That sounds like...
That's crazy.
Are all the companies there like that?
Well, I don't know.
This could not work in America because what I just said, people would abuse that all the time. Yeah. They'd be like, yeah, I just broke up with another girlfriend again.
Well, I don't think it would be breakup. I think it'd be if you got a divorce. Because
I think divorce is different. Yeah. For sure.
Because you're grieving. I mean, several of my friends have been through divorces, and it's really bad there for a month.
Well, that, and you need some time to... Let loose, I feel like, is what a lot of people need.
And if you bring that negativity to work, you make everybody around you negative and sad.
And then the divorce, it's contagious. The other people will catch the divorce, and it's bad.
Is it really contagious?
Yeah. Hmm. Don't drink the water. So, another celebrity is thinking about running for Senate after Kid Rock has come out and full-on said he's doing it. This is not a hoax. In Michigan, he's running for Senate.
Irritates me.
Caitlyn Jenner is now... throwing her name. I don't see why everyone is doing this. Did Arnold Schwarzenegger start this whenever he was the governor of California? Like, as the first celebrity actor?
I don't know.
Why do all these people think they can?
You know what Trump has to say about that?
What?
It's going down the tubers.
I'm sorry. Anytime I can play that.
People are just looking at America just like, oh, you have a TV show? You have a TV show? You sing music?
Oh.
Yeah, come on. There's a seat right here for you.
I hate it.
All these other people that have gone to law school and done all these things? Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. No. Yeah.
It's not. It's really bad.
You won the decathlon in the 70s? Yeah. Go ahead. That's, yeah.
It's Man in the Morning on your 106.3. It is 8:37. Going to have mostly sunny skies today with a high near 86. All right, so there's this video on YouTube with a group of people trying some weird combinations, weird food combinations that, you know, pregnant women crave. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was pregnant, I never really craved anything kind of crazy.
Yeah, me either. What?
Funny. But I thought this was awesome because everybody at some point in their life has tried some weird food combination.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, you probably will now because you're hearing it. Some of these that they were trying was like, this is the grossest one to me. A hot dog and a pickle smoothie.
Like, that just makes my skin crawl.
I know. It does not sound good at all. So if you have a weird food item or food combination that you've tried together, call us up 280-1063. I don't really have anything weird. My husband says it's weird. But I can't drink milk unless it has ice in it.
That is weird. I know a lot of people that do it, but it's just... Like, it's not gross, it's just weird.
Yeah, it's not really a food combination either. It's kind of a drink.
It gets watered down, though.
Love it.
If that makes sense.
You gotta drink it before it gets watered down.
Yeah.
Have you tried some, Jimmy?
I like to have Pringles with Nutella. Like, I'll have a tub.
Chocolate. That's interesting.
It's a salty and sweet thing.
Yeah.
Which is pretty normal. It's like eating popcorn and M&Ms. I do that if I go to the movies.
Yeah.
Mm. Or a recent thing that I tried, actually last week during Burger Week, peanut butter and jelly on a burger.
Okay, I was really curious as to that. Like, what is the deal with peanut butter and jelly on a burger?
I don't know, but I don't hate it.
It was good?
Yeah. I don't know if I can have it on every burger, but it's just like I've been craving it again.
Okay.
So,
you officially made me hungry. I appreciate that. Okay. All right, Jake, what is the weirdest food combination you've ever tried?
People say this is weird. I don't think it's that weird, but if I really want to like jazz up my PB&J sandwiches, I'll like open up the sandwich and I'll put cereals in it.
Oh, no.
What? I don't know.
No.
Maybe.
That, no. Like, what kind of cereal are we putting in your peanut butter and jelly?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Cocoa Puffs or, I don't really discriminate. Fruity Pebbles. Yeah. It's good. It's really good.
I'm just going to take your word for it.
I'm going to try it. For real.
Of course you are.
That sounds good.
Of course you are. Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. Going to be mostly sunny skies today with a high near 86. So it's going to be nice and warm. All right, so we were just talking about some of the weirdest food combinations we've ever tried, all thanks to a group of people who decided to video themselves eating pregnancy cravings like a hot dog and a pickled smoothie. Ugh. Highly disgusting. So we want to hear yours. Call us up, 280-1063. Good morning, Barbara. What is that weirdest food combination?
Well, I didn't do it, but my son did.
Okay.
When he was a little boy, he ate ketchup on everything. It was the only way to get him to eat. And so at some point, he apparently decided to try ketchup on ice cream.
Oh! Oh, I feel like that's a sin. That is a sin.
Ketchup.
You know what? He said it didn't taste good, and he decided he wouldn't do that again.
That's disgusting.
But he had ketchup on everything. Steak, potatoes, rice, it didn't matter.
Well, thank you so much for calling us up.
All right. You guys have a great day.
Man in the Morning on your 106.3. Real quick, Derek, what's that weirdest food combination you've ever tried?
This was back when I was immature and did things that aren't copacetic, we'll put it that way.
I love that. Okay.
I worked in fast food, and I would be uncopacetic and just go in the kitchen and grab whatever. The weirdest thing I ever made was you take two dill pickle chips and you squeeze some caramel between them and you eat it like it's an Oreo.
What is it with everyone in these and pickles? All of these weird combinations have to do with pickles.
They just like that dill taste, I guess.
It was like the salty sweet and the sour.
Oh.
I called them piccolos.
You should patent that. I'm just going to throw
I said, right?
That's awesome and gross at the same time.
Thank you, guys. I listen to you guys every day. And second date updates are always funny. But anyway, I'll let you guys get back to it. Y'all have a great day, and we'll keep listening.